Young federal employees are driving change directly with innovations in collaboration and work styles, and they're driving change indirectly. Senior managers realizing that recruiting 20 and 30-year-olds is different from recruiting their peers. Rob Shriver is a senior policy counsel with the Office of Personnel Management. He says agencies need to actively seek out these young potential federal employees in non-traditional ways.
We need to have a presence on college campuses, trade schools, other places where the new generation is being trained for the employment opportunities. We need to communicate with them over social media, and we need to have tools that make sense to them. We need to have user-friendly websites, which sounds like a 20th century rather than a 21st century concept. But really, I think the federal government in some parts is just catching up now.
Shriver says this new recruitment paradigm is putting some of the hiring reforms that OPM is putting into place. The other side of the recruitment is retention. Once young people are in government, how do you get them to stay? A Partnership for Public Service study earlier this year found a quarter of new hires leaves within 2 years on the job. Shriver says reason number one might be that new hires' expectations are different from what the job actually ends up being. He says it's key for agencies to use plain language in job announcements and cut out the government jargon.
Number two, it's been very important to us and a point of emphasis that hiring managers need to be more involved in the hiring process itself. And the more that the hiring manager is involved, from drafting that job announcement to working with HR on how to assess candidates to interviewing the candidates, we think that there's more likely that there's going to be a real understanding between the applicant and the manager about what the job will entail.
A third reason younger generations might leave a job sooner than later is a lack of career development. Shriver says young feds want a workplace where they can learn and grow.
This generation is turned off to a workplace where they come into the job and are basically, you know, shuffled off to their office and expected to just get the job done without having that kind of, you know, mentorship or career development opportunities or meaningful training opportunities. And I think that the workplaces that do the best job of retention are those that pay attention to those issues.
Shriver says even if these new hires still leave after a few years, the recruitment changes will help future recruiting efforts.
It doesn't do the government any good to have workers leaving here who've had bad experiences. It hurts the image of the government. It hurts our ability to make that linkage between public service and federal service. An agency's best recruiters, for example, can be interns who've come and have no inclination at all to make a career at that agency a priority for them, yet they go back to their campus and tell their friends what a great experience they had. And I think if we expand that out beyond students to entry-level workers in general, and if every agency is doing what it can to develop those folks and make sure that they have a positive experience, that even if those people leave, that's going to help with the overall recruiting efforts of that particular agency, and if all the agencies are doing it, of the government overall.
Rob Shriver is senior counsel at OPM, specializing in the hiring of Generation Y. Tune in tomorrow at this time for the next in our special series, The New Face of Government. You'll hear from six younger feds who share their honest views of what working for the federal government is like for them and what could make it better.
Also online, check out the results of our exclusive survey, which reveals some interesting perceptions between established career feds and the newer workforce, and read practical tips for managers on how to engage and motivate Generations X and Y. It's all part of our special series, The New Face of Government, at federalnewsradio.com. Search word, Young Feds.